What is the breastplate of righteousness? The Apostle Paul listed several pieces of armor worn by the Roman soldiers of his day and made an analogy about the spiritual armor needed by Christians. The breastplate of righteousness is the second piece of armor. Ephesians 6 and 14 says, "Stand therefore, have your own loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." My personal belief is that every piece of the holy armor belongs to God and came from God. The belt of truth is the first part of the armor because we are lost and schemes of the devil attempt to overpower us. John 14 and 6 says, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Then it's only through him that we come to God. Therefore, truth is of the utmost importance in the way of the life of Christians. Without truth, the rest of the armor will be of no use to us, because we will have a lion spirit and would disgrace God." I believe that the breastplate of righteousness was purchased for us by Jesus at the cross. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, "At salvation, a breastplate is issued to each important member. It is specifically designed by God to protect our heart and soul from evil and deception." The breastplate of righteousness has Jesus Christ's name stamped on it, as though he is saying, "Your own righteousness isn't sufficient to protect you. Wear mine." As we wear Christ's breastplate of righteousness, we begin to develop a purity of heart that translates into action. The breastplate was made to protect one of our most vital organs from being injured and from being corrupted with sin. It allows soldiers to proceed with confidence knowing that they were completely protected by God Himself. I feel as though we have our own version of the breastplate of righteousness today. We have the Holy Spirit which guides us to make the right decisions. We just choose not to listen to it. It gives us the strength to fight against the devil's wicked ways and become a little bit more like Jesus.